We all have come to Baba. With a name, a purpose. We all have been learning to meditate, and we continue to meditate. We've been meditating for years now because we have a purpose. The purpose is the first thing, I need to burn all my past accounts. Secondly, I need to bring in transformation within my sanskars, my nature, my habits, my personality, my behavior, my attitude, my vision. So total transformation. And I also have a task to perform. Baba has given me a task to perform. It's just not that I bring in the transformation within my being, but it's also to change others, bring in the transformation in others, transform the nature. Because we are here with a purpose of establishing a new world. So world means people. Together with people, it's also the nature. And we have been meditating and meditating and meditating. We do Amritvela, we do the Murli, and then the evening meditation, and every time traffic control, and every time we get little space, we meditate and we meditate. But after so many years of practicing meditation, do I feel, I have to ask myself, am I satisfied, or do I feel the transformation in my sanskars, in my nature, is happening? My sanskars have been transformed, my sins are burning. Do I feel that? And I have the power now that I can change others. I've been meditating for so many years, and now I've gained that power wherein I can bring in the transformation in others. I can transform the negative things into positive. That's a sign of a yogi. A yogi is one who is able to transform the negative into positive. That's all what meditation means. When I see a person is so negative, when a person is behaving with me not very good, when I see the atmosphere is so negative, when I see a person's attitude is so negative, instead of complaining or getting disturbed as why is it this person doing this, why is that person behaving in that particular pattern, now I have the power that I can transform that negative thing into positive. Because that's what I'm here for. Why am I complaining? I don't like the way you do this. I want you to be this way. Why this is happening? I don't like this and that and X and Y. Instead, I am here to put right what I think is not right. At least what I don't like. I can make it in a way that I could like it. And for that, I am definitely meditating. But the intensity of meditation is probably not so intense. Because if my stage of meditation is very intense, very powerful, then definitely what, because this is God's versions. God speaks, if you remember me, I will burn all your sins. If you remember me, I will free you from all the bondages. If you remember me, I will liberate you from all your past karmic accounts. This is God's promise, rather. Now I've been remembering. But then why is it the experience I need to get is not, you see, to the mark? Every time I sit in meditation, am I enjoying? Every time I'm sitting in meditation, am I experiencing the attainment? Every time I sit in meditation, am I experiencing the love of God, the power of God, experience the virtues of God so deep that I don't feel like coming out of it? Or do I experience it all? All my time just goes away in taking out the thoughts I have. I shouldn't think this, why this thought, and why this, and then that, and this. So I'm fighting, I'm in a battle. I'm fighting to get rid of the thoughts, unnecessary thoughts that, you know, come up in my mind. So by the time is over and I get tired. Many times I go to sleep. Many times I feel, oh, meditation is so boring. Every day the same thing. So we are here. Baba says, this is energy. This should refresh us, energize us, give us energy every time. Like when I eat, my stomach is full. Yeah? And I'm satisfied because I'm eating and I feel I'm filled. So every time I sit in meditation, I should feel I'm filled because that's the food. That's the energy. Radha Baba says, that's your life. That's the life of a Brahman. Yeah? I should enjoy the company of God. I should enjoy the experience of meditation to be out of world. But I'm not. Not always, maybe now and then. But this type of experiencing the unconditional, complete, pure love of God, I'm into it. I don't know what is the body, what is bodily world. I forgot the external world. That sort of feeling we get now and then, but it's not a consistent experience. Now, why am I not having this experience every time I sit in meditation? I am sitting in meditation, letting go all the other things. I take out some time. I get myself freed from my other, you know, work or job, whatever. I sit with that purpose, but yet I'm not able to experience that. And so, we need four important things. Four things. Number one, concentration is the most important thing. But the intensity or the type of concentration we have to have is not what is desired. You see? Many times we have mind, we sit, but mind is scattered. I'm in and out and in and out. But I'm not able to focus. You know, many times in the illustration of meditation, they show a lens where the sun rays fall on the lens and it's converged to a point in where it begins to burn. So that type of focus is so very important for me to burn my past sins, because it's just not the it's just not one birth, it's several births I've been carrying. I have a lot of accumulation, and that doesn't go in one go. You see, I have to again and again and again make an effort. So the first thing is concentration of thoughts. Number one, I have to bring all my thoughts to one. Never allow my thoughts to get scattered. In a sense, I sit in meditation and I say, oh, okay, I'm a peaceful soul. I set myself, I keep my eyes open, I take my mind inward, and then I begin my journey saying, I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful, I'm that and star and shining. And I thought, why is that person didn't come today? He should have come. It's already 11, but why he didn't come? Okay, now I'm meditating. Now let go. I am a peaceful soul, I'm a shining star. And I said, oh, I'm supposed to give this message to that sister? I forgot. Because you remember all that you forget in your meditation. If you've really forgotten very important things, sit in meditation, you'll remember. Yeah? Then you will remember a job that you have done, half done. You remember this and you remember that. You remember all sorts of things. Then you come back, meditation. Then you say, I didn't like that person, the way he spoke. Ah, that was so bad. That person, you know, he's in Gyan for such a long time, should have little manners. I didn't like the way he spoke. Okay, now let go. I'm a peaceful soul. I'm a tiny point of light. I'm flying. Why are you flying? You not even an inch. I'm right here. I'm with people. So my mind is scattered. In a sense, when I say mind is scattered, it means basically the first thing, the first function of the mind is thoughts. So my thoughts are scattered in different directions. I need to converge, bring them all together and allow them to stay there for some time. So concentration of thoughts, very important. Not a single thought I have to allow it to go outside, even if I'm sitting in meditation for 5 minutes. Let all the 5 minutes, my thoughts are in one. Not there. Now, for 5 minutes, I have nothing to do. I have no other world except what I'm sitting for. So my thoughts should be pertaining to that. Just that. Nothing else. So concentration of thoughts. Second, concentration of attention. It's a very subtle thing, very interesting. Many a times what happens is, I am sitting in meditation, I'm thinking, I'm a soul, I'm peaceful and blah, blah, blah. But my attention is diverted to different directions. Oh, the door is open, so it's cold. So my attention is gone there. Not a big thought though, but I wish the door is closed. I'm getting a lot of noise here. So my attention. Now if you're focused in one thing, even there is noise, even it is cold, my attention would not go. I would not feel it. Now when I'm feeling something, means my attention is diverted into different things. Why did they not turn on the fan? Why did this? Why did not that? So my attention is going towards different directions. My attention is pulled. It could be necessary, it could be unnecessary. And that itself shows lack of focus. If my mind is enjoying something, I don't know if I'm hungry or if somebody is coming or going, if there is a fan or excuse me. Say for example, you enjoy a cartoon film, an animation film. Yeah, you all like animation film? How many of you like Tom and Jerry? Tom and Jerry? Oh yeah. See? Okay, for example, you might like many other things, but just for example, that's a very interesting. I just love that you know, animation. And every time I see that, and I know this is a time where you know that it comes in a particular channel. When I turn on that and I sit before the television screen, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the. So when I'm enjoying that, I don't remember other things, do I? Whether the fan is running or somebody shouting or something else and X and Y and Z, because I'm into it. So my attention is not into somebody. Many times it happens, some people call us, oh, where are you? We wouldn't listen because I'm not in there. They say, oh, where were you? I was been calling. I called you a few times, you never saw. Well, I didn't see because my attention, I didn't pay attention. So concentration of attention is very important. If I able to concentrate my attention, I will be able to concentrate my thoughts. Thoughts will come to one because then the thoughts will never get scattered around. It's in there. Yeah? Another important thing is human desires. Whether we are Brahmins or not, every human soul has a desire. Action, desire. Desire, action. Thought, desire, action. The fruit of the action. Expectation, desire. So third one is concentration of your desires. As a Brahman, what's my desire? Many a times what happens, in my past life, I don't mean the past life, in the past life, before Brahman, Laukik life, I might have had many desires, unfulfilled desires. Or maybe desires that I have experienced, which I was able to fulfill, but I have the taste of it. I wanted to eat a pizza. That's a desire. Say for example, yeah? It was a desire. I did eat a pizza. But then now I have the taste of pizza. Now every time I sit down to eat, I remember. I have a desire. I wish I had a piece of pizza. So because I've already tasted it, I have the taste. Now this taste pulls me. Okay, number one. Number two, I always had a desire to eat pizza, but I was not able to eat pizza. I've heard people describing the taste of pizza, but I always wished to taste once, but I couldn't. Now this is a desire which wasn't materialized. I was not able to. So I always, this unfulfilled desire pulls me. Even if I've fulfilled, that also the taste will pull. If I haven't, the desire will pull. Desires in form of expectation, desires in form of, you know, this pulls my mind. Every time I sit quiet, calmly, in meditation, just watch. Where is your mind pulled? And why? What do you want? Even certain things, certain issues that has happened in life, not good, in the sense not happy, unhappy, you see, bitter experiences I've had in my life. I don't want those experiences to repeat. I've really experienced very bad, the bitterness. Now that's gone. 5 years passed, right? 10 years passed. Either in Brahman life or in your Laukik life. That doesn't exist anymore. But my mind gets pulled towards that bitter experience again and again. Why this happened with me? Why me? I never did anything. But why that happened? So my mind is pulled towards that bitter experience. Well, the interesting thing is, I don't like it. I never liked it. I experienced pain. But my mind is still pulled. This is called as attachment towards negativity. Not necessarily a person is attached to what something he likes. Person is also attached to something he doesn't. And both will pull the mind. Something you like also pulls. Something you don't like also pulls your mind. Because it's a desire. I wish it never happened in my life. So it is a desire. Why it happened? Question. I wish it never happened. And then, wherever there is attachment for good or bad, there's always a fear. You see, it's like a byproduct. If I have attachment, either towards my past, people, situations, things, or my own body, whatever I'm attached to, I have to experience fear and pain. The pain that I can't describe, I can't explain to anybody. What am I going to tell you? I'm attached to so and so and I'm experiencing that a different pain in my being, which probably I'm not able to share or talk about. And there is always a fear in me because I'm attached to it. Maybe if I'm attached to my negative, I fear that it wouldn't repeat again. You see? That there is a desire why it should not have happened. Though it has finished, it may not repeat, maybe in your life again. But then my mind is pulled. Okay? So wherever there is a desire, my mind will go there. Every person will have desire of the fruit of his action. The whole day we perform something or the other, yeah? Human being means action. Right from the morning up until we go back to bed, we perform actions. And for every action, we have a desire of its result. And that desire also will pull your mind. So concentration of desire. All the desires in one. focus. I have to become pure, Sato Pradhan, become an angel, go back home. My desire is what God expects from me. If I'm able to fulfill the desire of God, then God will fulfill all the heart desires. The pure desires what we have has to be fulfilled. Because Baba is here to fulfill all my desires. Because it is His promise. The only thing I need to do is to do what He expects from me to do. To become a worthy child, God's child. That's it. So if all the rest, all other desires is going to take me away, astray from my destination. Yeah? And the fourth one is, every person in human life may be laukic or alaukic, either Brahmin life or laukic life, any human being cannot live without a relationship, the love and happiness of a relationship. We all want all happiness of all relationships, love of all relationships. Only then the soul will experience the feeling of satisfaction. If you are deprived of one relationship, the love of one relationship, the happiness of one relation, any relationship, then probably my mind would pull there to that person, wanting. So desire and relationship in a way are, you know, wanting to have that type of relationship. Say if somebody doesn't have a mother, don't have a father, don't have a sister, don't have good friend who could understand, you see, could share everything, a very nice companion. I lack any relationship, the happiness and love of any relationship, then that would pull my mind. And this is more dangerous because when my mind is pulled towards a human being, human relationship, then I get attached to that human being, then my karmic accounts, you know, begins. Then I have to again make a lot of effort to settle that karma. We are here to settle our 63 births accounts, karmic accounts. So because of that lack of that relationship, lack of that love and happiness of that relationship, if I am pulled towards a human being and I get attached to that human being and I start experiencing that love and happiness from a human being, then instead of settling my past karmas, I am opening a new chapter, a new karmic account. When am I going to settle that? And this is the law of Iron Age. The law of Iron Age is any type of happiness that we get here in this Iron Age is the happiness that ends with sorrow. Sorrow ending happiness. The last taste is always and always bitter, please. Always sorrow. You will begin with happiness, but it ends with sorrow. That's the law of Iron Age, the happiness of Iron Age. You have to make lots of effort to get little happiness, but the end taste is sorrow, pain, disappointment. You see? Because we wouldn't get the complete happiness in this Iron Age at all. That's the reason God has come. God is the descendant, Shiv Baba has come, because there is no happiness. If we explain this to people, people wouldn't understand what it means, not having happiness. Of course, people are happy outside. But then, the definition of happiness, what Baba gives, happiness is something, the beginning is happy, ending is happy, the middle is happy. That's happiness. It's not beginning is happy, ending fades, and the middle fades, and the ending is absolutely intolerable, painful, bitter. That's not happiness. You see? And so that's sorrow. Okay. Even if I get a lot of love and happiness from this person, say for example, as long as I am with this person, I am very, very, very happy. This person is giving me lots of love and lots of happiness. Fine, good. Now, after 5 years, that person died, left the body. What's my stage? Am I happy? Am I happy now? Every time I remember that person, what am I getting? I'm unhappy. Sad. Now what did that person give me? Happiness or sorrow? What did I get from that person? You see? So till I live, maybe I would live for 50 years. Now for 50 years that I'm going to live, I have to suffer. I suffer the separation or the loss of that person. I remember, oh, that person gave me so much of love, so much of happiness, but he is no more. So every time I remember that person, I am not happy, but I'm sad. I'm unhappy. I cry, sorrow. Now, this person is giving me sorrow. So this is called as Iron Age law. It begins with happiness but ends with sorrow and pain. And so that is not considered to be happiness at all. So concentration of relationships. And so Baba says, experience all relationships in one, with me. I am your father, I am your mother, I am your sister, I am your brother, I am your grandfather, I am your teacher, you see, I am your companion, I am your friend, I am your everything. So if I don't experience everything in one, my mind is not focused. My mind is pulled towards people. I will be attracted, you know, human beings can attract me. They can pull my mind. If somebody is very motherly, shows little concern for you, you're very quickly pulled towards that person. Ah, she's so motherly to me. But that's not right. If a brother is very, you know, like brotherly, very helpful, he's at your beck and call, supports to help you, Now I feel I've got a nice brother. So my mind is pulled towards, though it's not, you know, it's a brotherly love maybe, but still it's human connection, it's human relationship. My brother, Shiv Baba is my brother, Shiv Baba is my mother, Shiv Baba is my friend, that connection is gone. So I'm connected with human, though it's a brother or a mother or whatever, then my account begins with that human being. So, when am I settling it? So, concentration of all relationships. I have to focus. When my thoughts are focused, when my attention is focused, all my desires are focused, my relationships are focused, there is no other place where my mind would go. So now, my mind is absolutely focused. Absolutely concentrated. With this type of concentration, this type of focus, with this intensity, my sins will be burned. My sanskars of 63 births can transform. My habits, my nature is transformed. My attitude that I've created for over a long period of time. You know how attitude is formed? Yeah? Any thought I think again and again, repeatedly, that becomes an attitude. You know? That becomes my attitude, and that's how I would see things. Things appear to me according to my attitude, because that's how I've created my attitude. So the attitude will change. My behavior will change. My nature will change. And the nature, behavior, all will change. It becomes a natural. Now we are making effort to be good, right? We are making effort to be a yogi. We are making an effort to have a positive thoughts always, but then that will become a natural for me because my mind is not distracted. My mind never gets disturbed. You see? I'm not attracted, I'm not distracted, I'm not disturbed. My mind is focused. I know what to do. And then we become a karma yogi. I'm working, I'm eating, I'm sleeping, I'm drinking, I'm talking, but my state of mind is very much clear and focused. Nothing is disturbing me. Nothing is, you know, I don't have such pulls. All the strings are cut. Nothing is pulling my mind. It's very important for a Brahman, a yogi who is practicing meditation, to check to see where is my mind pulled. When I am sitting in meditation, where is my mind pulled? And secondly, why is it pulled? What I want? Is it a desire? Is it a relationship? Or is it just a habit, you know? A waste thought, a habit of waste thinking? Or is it just a lack of attention? My attention goes everywhere. There are many, you know, many Baba's children, when they sit in meditation, say if somebody came from there, everybody will turn and begin to look at that person as if you have never seen a person at all. Now, why are you turning and looking? You're sitting in meditation. Meditation is to focus. You're sitting here to remember God. Why are you looking at that person? And you see that person till he comes back to his seat. And if another person gets up and goes, you see him till he leaves the gate. So why am I looking at that person? Why should I see him go? Why should I see the other person coming in? My attention. Isn't that so funny? We just look at that person. We turn and look at that person going in. No, I mean sitting in meditation. Why am I turning here and there? You see? But if you're asked to conduct meditation from here, now you would not turn anyway. You would sit very straight, erect. You don't see here and there. You're very straight. Because you're conscious that I'm up on the stage and I'm conducting meditation. Yeah? But when I'm meditating down, sitting down there, I'm allowed to look anyway. You see? The fundamental practice to have, to meditate, forget about having a higher stages in meditation, fundamental step, the fundamental practice to meditate is detachment. If I don't practice to detach myself from the external things, first thing, and then it comes to detach myself from the body. If I haven't detached myself from the surroundings at all, what am I experiencing in meditation? I have to go beyond the atmosphere of this world. The body, no matter what's happening around, it's none of my rather business. I'm here for a different task. I'm sitting with a purpose. It's a journey. But I get distracted from my journey, then I cannot arrive to my destination. You see? So focus. The beautiful way, method of meditation Baba has taught is to keep the eyes open, you see? Yeah? Now from the eyes, we can make out how concentrated you are. If I'm really totally focused, I'm engrossed, I'm like drowned, I'm lost in the ocean. Drowned in the ocean of love or happiness or peace, my eyeballs will not move. It's stable, still. So from the eyes, we can make out if that person is really focused or not. You see? Stability of eyes shows the stability of mind. And the expressions, many times, the facial expressions, also shows the type of experience you're having in meditation. If you're happy, you could see in the face, you see? If you're engrossed, if you're lost in God's love, if you're experiencing something, if I'm into that experience, I'm in it, the expression on the face is so calm, serene, peaceful. And a little tiny, like, you know, smile, maybe. I don't have to put a smile to show that I'm experiencing, but then that becomes a natural thing. Even if you are not smiling, but still from the expressions, one can make out that that soul is lost in the deep experience. One is to experience superficially, and one is to experience the depth. And one is to just like think in your mind, I'm a peaceful soul, Baba is ocean of peace. I am this and Baba is that, and I am this and Baba is that, and I am this and Baba is that. I'm just thinking. Well, that's still good because your mind is at least not astray, but I'm not into the experience. But when I continue to do this for a period of time, then I get bored. Every time I say I'm a peaceful soul, Baba is ocean of peace, I'm a loveful soul, Baba is love, I'm not experiencing, I'm not feeling that love. There's no experience of it. I'm just like a chanting, no reciting. Meditation is not recital. It's not chanting. It is attainment. It's experience. You see? Many times in Murali Baba gives an example of a business. Like if you are a business person, if you have a shop, it could be any shop, and there are many customers coming one after the other, and a lot of business is happening, you're getting a lot of money. You know, there is a queue of customers, and one after the other coming, and they are buying your things. Will you sleep? Will you sleep? You doze away. Your customer is there and you doze away? No. Because you're getting so much of money. Will you feel hungry? Will you wait to take a sip of water? And say, oh, let me drink water later. Okay, come on, what do you want? So we are very busy. I wouldn't sleep, I wouldn't drink, I wouldn't eat. I would postpone all my desires aside because I'm getting. Meditation means attainment, getting, profit, gain. If I'm not gaining anything, if I'm not having the experience of getting something, then definitely I would doze away. Now, if you're sitting in a shop, you're a shop owner or you're in a business, there is not a single customer from the morning. Then what happens? You will remember all the things in the world. You want somebody to get a tea for you. You want to have a bite of something. You want to eat. You feel like eating something. You want to read something. You want to take a stroll outside because you have nobody. Your shop is open but no customer. No gain. No profit. No customer from the morning. Not even a fly. You see? So, you're bored because you're not getting anything. Even in meditation, if I'm not getting the experience of getting, isn't there, then you will not enjoy meditation. Because I'm not getting anything. I'm just sitting, hoping to get. There is no feeling inside of getting. I have no experience of God, what it means. God's love, what it means to experience happiness of God, what it means to have this and that. I don't know. I have no experience. I don't have the taste of it. But I've read about it. I've heard about it. It's a very important thing that I need to have a right focus, complete concentration. to be able to burn my past sins. And if my mind is scattered all over, it shows that I've lost my purpose. It means I don't remember my purpose every day. Because when I'm sitting here with a purpose, I need to do that. I have a prime task and I have a purpose. Mind only scatters when I forget my purpose. So why am I here for? What am I supposed to attain? And what am I doing? Okay? Any questions? Anybody wants to ask anything? Sorry? No questions? Sorry? Louder? Oh. You have a question, but you need a translation. Okay. Oh, it's easy to say, but how to practice? Is that what you mean? Is that your question? Oh, okay. Okay. Now, tell me, why is it difficult? I have come to Baba with full understanding. I have full faith in God. I have love in God. Now when I have love and faith, it shouldn't be difficult because it's all connected with God. Now why is it difficult for me to think that Baba is my old relationships? Any difficulty? Baba is my mother, father. It's just a question of practicing. Reminding myself every day and practicing it. I forget. The difficulty when I feel is when I forget. But I have to remind myself every day to do it. I have to have an aim. Okay, I will remember Baba Monday as my friend, Tuesday as my father, Wednesday as my... So fix a relationship per day. Say for, this is just for example. Then I whole day I remember Baba as my friend. Now Sunday is Baba my friend. I remember Baba whole day as my friend. I talk to him. I play with him. You know, I cook and I... So, why is it difficult? It's just that I forget. And because I forget, I don't practice. I need to instill a habit. It isn't difficult, but it's just that we don't remember and we don't practice it. Yeah? Now why is my attention wants to see there, see there, see there? Why? I don't have to. It's just a habit. My attention get diverted here and there because I forget my purpose. Oh, I'm here to do this, so let me do that. When I forget our meditation, or who came and who went and who is sitting here, who is not sitting here. So if I go into all those unnecessary, unwanted things, and unwanted, unnecessary things comes when I don't have, you know, a purpose. I'm not serious about my task. I have a very big task to perform. I forgot all that and I just sit as a commoner. I don't understand my own importance, the importance of my purpose, the importance of time, the importance of who is in front of me. So, okay. Om Shanti. It was nice meeting you all this morning. ఇచ్చంతి.